Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
So some sharing of Sister Faustina's. So in the last evening conference, which was a preparation for the renewal of vows, Father was speaking about the happiness that flows from the three vows and about the reward that comes from observing them faithfully. Suddenly, my soul was thrown into great interior darkness. My soul was filled with bitterness instead of joy, and my heart was pierced with a sharp pain. I felt so miserable and unworthy of this grace, and conscious of my misery and unworthiness, I would not have dared to so much as approach the feet of the youngest postulants to kiss them. I saw the postulants in spirit, beautiful and pleasing to God, and to myself an abyss of misery. After the conference, I thronged myself at the feet of the hidden God, with tears and pain. I threw myself into the sea of God's infinite mercy, and only there did I experience relief and feel that all of His omnipotent mercy was enveloping me. So at times you might feel darkness, but just patient, stay with Jesus. This is our only consolation. This is the day for the renewal of vows. Immediately upon my awakening, God's presence enveloped me, and I felt I was a child of God. Divine love was poured into my soul, and God gave me to see how everything depended on His will. He spoke these words to me: "I want to grant a complete pardon to the souls that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion on the Feast of My Mercy." Then He said to me, "My daughter, fear nothing. I am always with you, even if it seems to you that I am not. Your humility draws me down from my lofty throne and unites myself closely with you." So, seems Jesus is far away, but He is there. If you're yearning for Him, He will come to see you. It's April 1937, day 29. The Lord gave me to know about the disputes that were going on in the Vatican concerning this feast. The dignitary Pacioretty did much work on this. Today is the renewal, that is the profession of vows, in the course of a solemn celebration. As the sisters were making the vows, I heard angels singing in various tones, "Holy, holy, holy," with chanting of delightful that no human tongue could ever match it. In the afternoon, I talked with my beloved mother, directress of novices, Mother Mary Joseph. We walked once around the garden, and was able to have a talk with her. Although it was a rather general one, she is ever the same beloved mother, directress of novices. Although she is in fact no longer directress, but a superior. And it is already 10 years since I pronounced my vows. She told me that it is impossible for a religious to live without the cross. However, she revealed to me a certain suffering which I had experienced in Warsaw, although I had never told her about it. All the graces which I had received during the novitiate came back vividly before the eyes of my soul. Oh, how grateful I am to her. When my soul, thank you. When my soul was plunged in darkness, and it seemed to me that I was damned, she wrenched me from the abyss of the power of obedience. So I'm when I was a seminarian, still young, still late teenagers, still got some problem. Maybe not with my soul, not that holy, with my psychic. Sometimes fear, sometimes nervous, sometimes doubt, anything. And many times I went to my spiritual director. I think he's very patient with me. You know, when you see a person coming often and all the stupid things. But for me, it's not stupid because I cannot overcome it. But for him, it's a stupid things. But he just with the patience to listen and listen and listen. The same as this mother directress, no? The lobbyist. So this sister is very, I think this kind of peace is very, sensitive. No, these people, for God's sake, for God's thing, is very sensitive. Anything could be scrupulous. And they ask the superior, is it God's will? Is it God's will? No. After half an hour and go to see the spiritual director, is it God's will? You know. And she's thankful for her, all the patients. My soul is often burdened with suffering. And there's no human being who can understand these torments. May 1st, 1937. Today I felt the nearest of my mother, my heavenly mother. Although before ever Holy Communion, I earnestly asked the Mother of God to help me prepare my soul for the coming of her Son. And I clearly feel her protection over me. I entreat her to be so gracious as to enkindle in me the fire of God's love, such as burnt in her own pure heart at the time of the incarnation of the Word of God. May 4th. Today, I went to see Mother General Michael for a moment and asked her, "Dear Mother, have you had any inspiration regarding my leaving the convent?" I think she got an inspiration to leave the convent and start a new convent. At the end, she didn't, no? Not successful, right? Do you know? To leave the convent and start a new convent, no? But it seems he got inspiration from Jesus that he had to start a new, because he find the people not praying enough. They already in what you call those congregation is like you know, they meeting nobody and keep themselves, so cloister, yeah. I think they already in the cloister. And for her, it's not enough. So she find it's God's inspiration for her to start a new congregation, more reserved, more to the Lord. Mother General answered, "Until the present, sister, I have always restrained you. But now I leave you complete freedom to choose to do as you wish. You can leave the congregation or you can stay." So I answered, "Very well." I thought of writing immediately to the Holy Father to ask him to release me from my vows. When I had left Mother General, darkness once again descended upon my soul, as it had in the past. It is strange that each time I ask permission to leave the congregation, this darkness invades my soul, and I feel as though I have been left completely on my own. While experiencing these torments of the spirit, I decide to go immediately to the mother and tell her about the strange torment and struggle. Mother answered, "That living of yours is a temptation." After talking to her for a while, I felt some relief, but the darkness persisted. This divine mercy is a beautiful thing, and it must be a great work of the Lord, since Satan opposes it so much and wants to destroy it. Such were the words of our beloved Mother General. So the Mother General is consoling her. You have this temptation because the devil doesn't want you to promote divine mercy. Because in this old congregation, you are under protection. And even they are already, you know, all these things are sent to Rome under studying. And they got priests and know him, know her. But now you will go out from the congregation, no support, then you have to work on your own. So the Mother Superior said, it's a temptation to leave the congregation as if you are doing something great, but maybe not prudent. No one can understand or comprehend, nor can I myself describe my torments, but there can be no sufferings greater than this. The sufferings of the martyrs are not greater because at such time death would be a relief for me. There's nothing to which I can compare these sufferings, this endless agony of the soul. So she's suffering, paying for this great feast of divine mercy. So you can imagine, even she had all the graces to promote, to do, and to talk, and still she had herself has to undergo this pain of the cross. So anytime you have a great desire to do for the Lord, not be careful, but be ready. First, the devil won't give you space. Always hard. Secondly, once again, trust. So in this spirit, we ask Sister Faustina, we keep this for next time, and we continue next time. It will be interesting to see how she continue her struggle against the will to leave the congregation. Okay, now we say the divine mercy.